8:37 on Connect FM, your morning connection for a Friday heading into its final half hour. And Bronson Rasmussen, the Priority Media News Director, has headed into the studio here at Connect FM. Bronson, hi. It must be time to do a week in review.
It usually is on these Fridays. Hello, yeah. Dan. Hello, everyone out there.
I hope that you've had a good week. We're going to summarize the week here in the world of news, local news to be exact,
yes,
with the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. And Bronson, get us started by telling us, what were the top stories of the week?
Our top story this week, it goes off of something we've done last week, and I'm pretty sure the one before that, too. And it has to do with the water bills in Du Bois. Last time we had mentioned how a new proposal was coming to the Du Bois City Council to actually bill you based on what you use. So I believe the quote from Ben Kafferlin, city manager, was, if you use 888 gallons, you get billed for 888 gallons.
Yeah. If you use zero, you get billed for that.
Unfortunately, that's taking a lot longer than they expected.
Yeah.
While it is entirely possible for it to happen, the current system, the technology just isn't there yet. Mm-hmm. So experts told city management, which in turn told the city council this past week, that while they're working on it, they really can't get that done right now. Possibly July, but they're even iffy to say a date at all.
Right.
They got to go through and get all of the meters updated as well as the billing systems. So they have to make sure that it all works. A lot of it has come through the struggles of consolidation itself and mixing the two different systems that were Sandy Township's billing and Du Bois' billing.
Sure.
They may look similar, but I guess on the back end, they're saying it's very, very convoluted and different.
Right. One of those hiccups that was kind of expected that, I mean, not specifically that it would be regarding water bills, but it's one of those hiccups that we expected to come along with consolidation, and they're all trying to work their way through it. And we'll continue following that, as I'm sure it will remain one of those top stories
each
week.
It will be. All right. And with that, they also said this month's bills, something looked off on it. There was something wrong where it said you got your bill basically on the 14th this month.
Yeah.
And it said it was due on the 15th. They said, no, that's not how it was supposed to be.
Right.
So they're waiving all late fees for you this month.
And I think that's at least the second consecutive month where they've had to waive late fees. So continuing to make our way through the water bills. All right. What else? Top story for the week.
Another top story came out early on Friday, and that was a body that was found in Du Bois that was believed to be a missing man. There was another search by state police as well as other agencies on March 31st. And during that coordinated search on Anderson Creek Road in Union Township, they found a body that they believed belonged to 73-year-old Gary Keller, who went missing in early July while fishing in the area. This was near Anderson Creek Road, Union Township. I believe we mentioned it last week, but that was still early, and this week is definitely blown up a lot more.
Okay. And yes, I remember that story well, and a body, I believe, found near the Du Bois Reservoir. Mm-hmm. So continues to be one of the top stories. How about one more as we look at top stories of Tri-County Insider News?
This one was a police blotter, a Reynoldsville woman who was arrested for a DUI. State police in Punxsutawney say that on April 9th, a 31-year-old woman, Heidi Rogers, she went to the Punxsutawney State Police Barracks where she wanted to speak to a trooper. However, she didn't know which trooper to speak to or even what she was speaking to them about. So troopers were thinking the situation was a little off, and they just wanted to make sure that she was all right. And they went to go do an investigation to see if she was under the influence of anything. At that point, she tried to leave the station, at which point officers attempted to detain her, and she began to fight officers trying to leave.
Yeah.
She was then taken into custody, where now she's been charged with DUI, as well as resisting arrest and aggravated assault.
One of those interesting stories makes you raise an eyebrow and say, did that really happen? All right. Bronson, not only do you report the news here on Connect FM and on Sunny 106, but mm-hmm. we also post those news stories yes. online on our website, connectradio.fm, and also on Facebook. So at those locations, our listeners mm-hmm. get a chance to interact with the stories. And we like to take a look at which stories were interacted yes. with the most. So what tops the list this week?
Well, this one, we have an inmate that was accused of assaulting officers at the Jefferson County Jail. State Police in Punxsutawney, they were sent to the Jefferson County Jail on September 16th, where they learned that 21-year-old Stephen McGovern, he allegedly kicked an officer in the groin and attempted to bite others while being restrained. Now, when questioned, he did deny all of that. However, at this time, he is facing harassment and felony assault by prisoner charges. When writing this one, both the date and the name sounded familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't included in our story, but you'll be able to find it on our website at connectradio.fm. But Stephen McGovern, he was also charged, I believe it was right around the same time period, with also basically the same thing, assaulting officers while being incarcerated. It was very similar story, just different details in both ones.
At a different time that it happened as well. So could possibly end up being a repeat offender there. All right. What else caught the attention?
This one I was happy to see catch a lot of attention. It was going to be my story of the week, but I guess we'll have to use it now.
Now you're going to have to come up with something different here.
And that's with the Brockway School Board.
Mm-hmm.
They saw two resignations during their monthly meeting, as well as one reappointment, however. So two members of the school board resigned, one of them being Bob Greco, who stepped down effective immediately after 19 years of service on the school board. And the other one was Katie Morris. She also resigned during the meeting. This was done because Katie Morris was moving out of her residence in Snyder Township into Brockway proper.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, she couldn't be on the school board because she was representing the Snyder Township area.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Bob Greco decided that he'd be done with his time and let her continue to stay on the board. And he'd be the one that ended up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Katie Morris was reappointed in Greco's seat to finish out his term for this year. And that leaves one more seat open that is for the Snyder Township area.
Okay.
So with that, if you're interested or know anyone that is that lives in that area and want to be on the school board, they just say to contact the Brockway Area School District Superintendent's Office. And they really hope to fill this seat by next month's meeting.
All right. So a little bit of musical chairs there, but one moving into the other seat, and they'll still need to find a replacement for Snyder Township. Okay. Bronson, we do have time for one more on these most interacted with stories.
This one was another interesting one to see that was most interacted with. And it was from PennDOT and how they have a new type of license plate coming out. It's called Preserve Our Heritage. It includes the iconic bank barn, as well as the Liberty Bell behind the actual license plate number. This is really meant to show off Pennsylvania pride and the history with, of course, that iconic bank barn. These plates cost $64, with 23 of it going towards supporting museum and education programs.
All right. And now we are ready for that big moment of Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. I like to call it Bronson's Choice because it's that. Bronson picks what he thinks is the best, the top, the most interesting story of the week. Sometimes it relates to food.
It sometimes does. Usually hasn't lately. But I guess you can make a stretch for
this. Are you on a diet, Bronson?
I guess so.
You must be.
So a question for you. Okay. Do you like musicals?
Do I like musicals? No.
Well, neither does this guy, because the Wright Theater in Dubois is presenting The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals. Oh,
my story.
I know.
Yeah.
So you're the lead performer in this one, huh?
I guess not. And I do like musicals, by the way.
But I tried to I thought I would play with everyone.
Yeah, I thought I would play along, make it easier for you.
So this is premiering tonight at 7 at the Wright's Theater, and it will continue through the weekend into next weekend as well, with a Sunday matinee available for both those weeks. So this is about a guy named Paul who does not like musicals, and then something different for a musical, really, it turns a little bit of horror into it with a meteor crashing and all of a sudden there being zombies who are always singing and dancing like they are in a musical. So it's really how this guy, Paul, tries to navigate the situation and save his town as well as get with the girl he likes.
Yeah. It was interesting when we had a couple of the Wright's Theater players here with us earlier in the week. We asked Carrie, the director of the musical.
Yes.
Could it possibly be a story about a guy who didn't like musicals? And it was. So I like that, Captain Obvious. All right, Bronson, thank you for sharing your pick of the week and for all of the interesting top stories and most interacted with stories for the week. And we're going to have our final April week in review next Friday.
Okay? Final one.
Yeah.
Where has the time gone?
It's flying by.